This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman and Construction work closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow! Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow!
We will wow you with one great game after another. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Venture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Venture. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer. What a 1-2 punch. much they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt for downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is our Friday night game of the week here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Bodkins on the road at Anna. The two boys teams clash. Bodkins 11-0, 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna 7-4 overall, 4-2 in league play. It should be a fine game. I say that despite the fact that Bodkins drubbed Anna back on December 4th, 67-43. Anna's poured in 73 and 72 points in the last two games. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Should be an up-tempo game. Might take 65 points to win it. And Chuck, if this boys' race in the Shelby County League is going to go to the wire, a Bodkins opponent has got to pull off an upset and defeat Bodkins and do it soon. Otherwise, Bodkins has a good chance to run the table 12-0 and put everybody three, four games behind them.
Well, they are such a complete basketball team.
Yep.
They score. They got shooters. They've got inside play. They play outstanding defense. Denton Homan played man-to-man defense on Aiden Reichert, who is the best big man in the area for sure.
Right.
And played him straight up. They held him to 20 points in two games. They just did an outstanding job on him. And this, you got Plyman at 6'6", who has just really become an offensive threat. But you look at Paul, three-point shooter. Jaden Pretty runs the point. Smooth, outstanding mid-range jump shot, which you just don't see a lot of anymore.
No. In fact, it was Jaden Pretty who poured in 22 points against Anna in the first meeting between the two this year. He carved him up. He drove into the lane. He dished. He took the mid-range jump shot. He fed Jacob Plyman, who scored 15 in that contest. Anna was blown out. The lead just widened and widened from one quarter to the next. I expect a different game tonight. So much on the line. Anna lost a tough one last Saturday in double overtime to St. Henry, 77-73. Blew a 17-point halftime lead. Roared back on Tuesday in a great game. four solid quarters, edged Fairlawn 72-68 at the Jets gym. I talked to head coach Nate Barhorst of Ann about an hour ago, and I said, you might want to zone a little bit tonight and clog up the middle, put a ring around Plyman on the inside, prevent Pretty from penetrating, and the zone might rest your players. Ann is a little bit thin in terms of depth, and he smiled and nodded his head a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, zone would not be, I mean, you pick your spots.
Right.
The zone would not be a bad thing for him to run out there a little bit.
Yeah.
The problem is you got Zane Paul, who shoots lights out, and you got Jamison Meyer, who if you let that kid set his feet, he's gonna make more than he's going to miss. But I think the problem with Anna is I don't know if they play enough defense to be able to win the basketball game. The one we did Friday night with Jackson Center, people probably looked at the score the next day and went, oh, Jackson played their pattern offense. No, that's the defense on both ends was just that good.
Yeah, you make a good point. Botkins, yes, the Trojans can run. They can put up 65 points. They're averaging 57. They're only allowing 39.
Yeah.
Now, Botkins' defense is terrific, and that's been the strength of the club. Yeah, you talk about the three-point shooting. Jamison Meyer hit a bomb at the buzzer last Saturday night, a three-pointer, beat Fort Recovery 58-55. Botkins trailed three-fourths of that game. Didn't lead against Jackson Center the night before until the final minute and a half, pulled that game out 29-26. So Botkins has won a game about every which way imaginable
right.
So far this year. The Trojans are battle-tested.
Well, you asked me if I felt like they were a sectional, a district, and a regional basketball team, and my answer is yes, because they are so balanced, both ends of the floor. They absolutely have the ability to go all the way to Columbus. I mean, they got to do them one game at a time. But this one and Fort Loramie next week, if they win these two, I don't know if they're going to lose a basketball game regular season.
Yeah, from Saturday, January 23rd on, after Fort Loramie, next Friday, at New Bremen, at Houston, at Fairlawn, Fairlawn home, Waynesfield Goshen home, at Rushi home, New Knoxville. Tomorrow night, Botkins is at Lima Bath. There's an add-on game I failed to include on Monday, January 25th. Botkins is traveling all the way to Antwerp.
That's in Belgium.
Tell you what, it's a suburb of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Close enough.
That's what it is. But it's on the Ohio-Indiana border, and Antwerp is ranked number one in the state in boys D4. Botkins is ranked fourth. So that game,
we'll see.
Yes, we'll find out if Botkins can run the table and go 22-0. But as you said, got to play them one at a time. This is a tough test tonight.
Absolutely.
On the road at Anna.
Oh, Anna is very capable.
Again, in that first meeting, Anna was clobbered by Botkins, 67-43. Powell and Jacob Plyman, Pretty Powell, I should say, and Plyman got 22 and 15 respectively. Jaden Pretty got to the line 10 times. Anna cannot allow that to happen tonight. In fact, in that game, Anna shot only four free throws. Botkins went to the line 18 times. Jacob Plyman was the only Botkins player in double figures in the win last Friday over Jackson Center, 29-26, but that was enough to get it done.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this kid, when he was a freshman, I thought he's really got some talent. As a sophomore, he improved this year. He is one heck of a good big man.
Anna, Chuck, wow. It's been raining three-pointers all season long. McCain Finkenbein, 18 points a game. He drops in three threes a contest. Isaiah Masteller, 16 a game, 2.5 threes a contest. And the Kovacs hit on the inside. He'll pop out, shoot the three occasionally. He's averaging 14 a game. It's a well-rounded, high-scoring team. Doesn't have that fourth score. Doesn't have a solid sixth or seventh man.
No, they are really thin. And coming off the bench, they just are. And Finkenbein, I don't think that kid's ever seen a shot that he doesn't like. He came down and was shooting the ball just as soon as he'd crossed midcourt the last game we had. That was the one up at Minster.
Yep.
My goodness, I've never seen a kid with that kind of range. He doesn't have. It looks like he's shooting an 8-footer when he releases a 25-footer.
He made 7 triples in that game. Tell you what, I'm looking up at the speakers in the rafters here at the Anna Gym. Chuck, if those speakers were 8-10 feet lower, Finkenbein might glance one in off the speaker into the basket.
You know what? If the referee didn't catch it, they would get away with it.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality component. For Anna, that winning combination is a style that's beaten 7 foes, including Fort Loramie this year. Spread the floor, use quickness, divide the court with drives, kick to 3-point shooters, can lead the way again. But keep in mind, Botkins has key components all over the floor. Depth and durability. Both teams need those things tonight. They are key building blocks as well, along with shooting efficiency. And speaking of building blocks, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of high school sports. We've been family owned and operated out of Rushi for 55 years, and we're currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our growth. Stop in to see Craig Fissinger at Superior Aluminum and discuss your employment opportunities. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Riemann Drywall in Anna. Another superb business partner, Riemann Drywall, offers professional service for you. They drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction, and service for residences and commercial businesses. Say if you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Drywall done right with the Riemann. Big game in the Shelby County League tonight. Fort Loramie, Jackson Center on the road at the Tigers Gym. Chuck, take a minute, handicap that game for us.
Well, I mean, I think Fort Loramie is starting to play better. When we had them Saturday night at Minster,
right?
They played well, but they sometimes struggle. They don't rebound great,
right?
And that's something that Jackson does very well.
Redskins offense is missing at times.
Yeah, I mean they look really good at times, and other times they kind of struggle. Jackson, on the other hand, has been getting a lot of help for Reichert, but Friday night at Botkins, they didn't get a lot of help from anybody. I was just a defensive struggle. So if I'm gonna put a handicap on it, I'm gonna say that Jackson's probably given 3 points tonight.
It was a 5-point game first time around. Fort Loramie won it 36-31. You're right. It's a toss up. Maybe slight edge to the Tigers because of the home floor
right at
the Habitat of the Cat. Elsewhere in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight, Houston is at Rushi. The club that is idle is Fairlawn. Tomorrow night, Botkins plays at Lima Bath. As I mentioned, Botkins is in the middle of a streak now of 6 road games in 7 contests, so we will see if Botkins passes that test.
All right.
They are the road warriors for the next 2.5 weeks. Convoy Crestview, ranked 12th a week ago in the state in Boys Division 4, is at Fort Loramie tomorrow night. That's our coverage game here on
scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Rushi's at New Bremen. Toledo Christian, ranked 7th in Ohio, plays at Jackson Center. That's another fine encounter. Tough call picking between those two games for tomorrow night. Waynesfield Goshen is at Fairlawn tomorrow, and Covington plays at Houston. Standings, Bodkin 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Coming into the game tonight, Anna and Fort Loramie have lost 2. Jackson Center's lost 3. Keep in mind, though, Jackson Center has played Bodkins twice, and Jackson Center moving forward. Fort Loramie home tonight, and then Jackson Center's got Anna in a return match at the Tigers Gym, and Fairlawn in a return match at the Tigers Gym. Can the Bodkins Trojans win here on the road at Anna tonight? It should be an outstanding game. Anna's got to make threes, Chuck. They've got to pour in 8 or 9 threes. They've got to go no worse than 8 for 20 from behind the arc.
Well, I agree with that, and I also think, I mean, they've got to run the floor, try to get back before Bodkins and get their man-to-man defense set up.
Yep.
If they can turn this into a track meet, but it's not easy to outscore this team. Like you said, they can play defense or they can run with you, and they do both very well.
So many thanks to our great anchor partners, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. You're amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com. And Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We've got the tip and the lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Starting that forward, number 0, Jeff Nahola.
Starting lineups being introduced down on the floor as we note a few additional anchor partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom, SECURCom, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoyne and Hoyne Builders. Beautiful lots, 2.5 acres in size, available northwest of Gettlersville off Retford Road. Take a look. You like what you see. Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna. For the home standing Anna Rockets, Isaiah Masteller at guard, 6'2 senior, 16 points a game. Zach Ambus, his running mate, 5'9", junior. McCain Finkenbein, a shooting guard, 6-foot junior, 18 points a game. On the inside, Ben Kovacs, 6'4", senior, 14 per outing. And Jacob Robinson, 6'4", senior, averaging 5.5 points a game. Four Botkins, Denton Holman, 6'4", senior, power forward. Carter Plyman, 6'4", sophomore at a wing, 9 points a game. Jacob Plyman in the middle, 6'6", junior, 16 a game. Guards out front, Zane Paul, 5'11", senior, 8 a game. And Jaden Pretty, 5'10", senior, 14 points a game. Botkins in the road, black. Black numbers outlined in gold, white Botkins across the chest. Anna in the home white, green numerals. Green Anna above the numbers and green piping down the sides of the shorts. Anna won the opening tip, and right away, Jaden Pretty of Botkins with his speed stole it, zipped the other way, driving layup, good. 2-0 Botkins just like that. We talked about Pretty and his quick first step. Boy, knifed in front of Masteller, made the steal, and went the length of the floor, coast to coast. Masteller jacks up a long three for Anna. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound down to Botkins. 2-0 Trojans. Pretty scored 22 in the first meeting. Feeds Plyman down to the inside. Spins, left-handed, half hook. Overshot it. Rebound Anna. Long throw down the floor to Ambus. Ambus catches low on the right. Too far under. Missed it. Rebound down to Botkins. 2-0 Trojans. Baseline left, Jacob Plyman. Wants to muscle on Kovacs. Robinson doubles down. Plyman gives it up to Holman in the lane. Throws right corner to Zane Paul. Enters the paint. On top to Pretty. Three ball. Swish! Jaden Pretty picking right up where he left off in that first meeting between the two when he dropped 22 through the net against Anna. 5-0. Botkins, a good beginning. Here's a high arching three ball outside the arc by Ben Kovacs. Missed it badly, way strong. Didn't catch iron. Anna, a couple of errant threes to start. Botkins with an easy rebound. Ball lobbed down inside to Plyman. It's touched by Anna, deflected by Plyman last, out of bounds to Anna. That Chuck Anna's got to get on the board. We played 2 minutes, nothing to show for it. 5-0 Botkins. Anna has poured in more than 70 points in his last couple of outings. Anna in the half court. Kovacs goes into the back court to run down a deflection. Gives it up to Masteller. On top, McCain Finkenbein. Paul greets him. Very good Botkins defense. Tight man-to-man. Covering all three-point shooters. 5:40 left in the first quarter. 5-0 Botkins. Here's Ambus outside the arc. That's a mismatch. Carter Plyman on him. Ball thrown into the left corner to Robinson. Now Masteller straight away. Here's Kovacs lobbing baseline right to Robinson at the mid post. Doesn't shoot. Flips to Finkenbein. Center court. Anna readjusts the attack. Nearly 3 minutes gone. Finkenbein sets and shoots the three straight away. Hits it.
That's the great equalizer, being able to shoot the ball from 27 feet.
Oh, look at Botkins go to work. Down the floor to Jacob Plyman. All the way to the rack. Lays it up. No good. Rolled off. Stick back. It rolled off. Rebound right corner. Botkins runs it down. Pretty pulls up at the elbow on the right. Good on a 15-footer. 7-3. Cherry picking Ambus. Pulls up, tries the 10-footer, swish for Anna. Rockets come right back.
Beat the defense back that time.
Yep. Botkins caught napping. 7-5, Botkins. Carter Plyman 20 feet away. Picks up his dribble. Now Zane Paul on the arc. Ambus checks him. 4:30 left, opening period. Zane Paul retreats to midcourt. Still on the bounce. Ambus guards, nearly a moving screen by Plyman. Ball thrown left corner to Carter Plyman, to Jacob, to Zane Paul, high left, three-pointer, bullseye, he's got it. Zane Paul swished it from downtown, 10-5, Botkins leads. Here comes a double team, but Botkins, Masteller finds the open man, Robinson, left corner. His trifecta try, short, rebounded by Pretty to Carter Plyman, goes opposite to Paul. Straight away, it is Holman Holman gives it up on the play to Carter Plyman into the lane. High bounce on the dribble. Hands off to Pretty. 10-5 Botkins. 3:40 left, opening period. Paul looks inside for Jacob Plyman. Can't find him. Now goes to Holman. Right back to Paul. Paul 35 feet away. Picked up by Ambus. Paul wants to go baseline and drive on Ambus. Can't do it. Carter Plyman back to Paul. Baseline left. Jacob Plyman back to the rim. Muscles through the lane.
Wow.
A little running half hook. Good. Well done. Botkins worked long and hard for that. Timeout. Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna. Rockets trail 12-5. Just over three to go in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
And at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson and Botkins, and medications packaged by day and time by the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Immunizations, too, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. That's the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Well, after the timeout by Anichuk, a good goal by the Rockets.
Yeah, they got to the rim, missed it, but Kovacs was there for the putback, and then they got a turnover at the other end.
Oh, a big steal. A big steal leads to an Ambus three, a deep one from the left corner, all net cord. Wow, he ripped the ropes on that one, and it's 12 to 10. Here is Pretty behind a screen, launches a 23-footer for Botkins, way short. Anna scored five in a row, cut a 12-5 deficit to 12-10. Anna for the lead, deep three, Masteller, no good. Long rebound to him, but he pushed to get to it. Anna's a streaky three-point shooting team, might make three in a row, might miss four in a row. We'll keep shooting them, though, Chuck.
Well, they need to.
Here is Botkins to midcourt, down to 2:20 left in the first quarter. 12-10, Trojans. Oh, here's a baseline drive to Pretty. Feeds the cutter in the lane. Dumped off to Dylan Toppers in off the bench. Blocked by Anna. Rebound, Jacob Plyman. Fadeaway seven-footer, short. Ball tipped out to Botkins. Right back into Jacob Plyman. He powers to the rim. Hits it. No basket. Offensive foul.
Yeah. Robinson did a good job that time of standing there and taking the charge.
Oh, it is wild and physical on the inside. Seeing some good time on the floor for Botkins was Dylan Topp, 6'3 junior. Botkins has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players, Chuck, 6'3 and taller.
Well, Topp came off the bench last week and guarded Reichert when they put Plyman down. He did a nice job himself.
Yep. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Anna down two on a run of five straight. 12-10 Trojans. Finkenbein looks for the back cutter. Robinson whips the pass too hard, out of bounds.
That was a good thought, just as a little past him.
Minute 46 left in the first. 12-10 Trojans lead. Anna won the junior varsity tilt, pulled away.
Won by 19.
Victory rather easy for the Anna JVs. St. Paul to midcourt for Botkins. Roams down the right side. Masteller on him, as Chuck noted. Ball steps back. He goes airborne. Long three-pointer. No good. Long rebound, though, Botkins. Oh, nice pass. Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman back to Carter for the layup, but he stepped out.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. The referee's a lot closer.
Well, a turnover, a charging foul, a step on the inline. Botkins three, empty possessions.
And this is Anna's third attempt to tie or take the lead.
Right. On the floor now for Anna is Isaac McDermott. He's checked in, 6'4 senior. McDermott gives it up out high to teammate Masteller. Far left side to Finkenbein, who's made 1-3. gives it up to Ambus, top of the circle, a minute to go in the first, 12-10 Botkins. Now Kovacs. Now McDermott starts a drive, pulls up, Botkins shades toward him, shuts him down. Now to Ambus straight away. Now McDermott down to 44 to go in the first. Botkins hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes. Ambus barely walks. Jamison Meyer on the floor now for Botkins. Jamison in there, 5'9" junior. Finkenbein wants to drive. Foul line into the lane. Got away with a walk. Fed it to McDermott. He fumbled it. Got it back in the corner. And Anna resets. Oh, no. Finkenbein guns it. 30-footer. My gosh. Holy
wow.
Cow. Woo. Finkenbein near midcourt.
Nothing you can do about that.
He was a step away from the Rockets logo. Anna up one, 13-12. We talked about McCain hitting the speakers in the rafters in the pregame. Here's Zane Paul. What a great drive. Good by Paul. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Finkenbein midcourt off to the left. Wouldn't have been surprised if that one by Finkenbein from the center line had gone in. Oh, it turned out to be an entertaining first quarter. Botkins 14 and a 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We were remarking during the break, Holman, 6'4", has been guarding Finkenbein for Anna of late, and McCain just continues to back up and shoot.
Yeah, I mean, he did a good job on him until he stepped out. You can't go guard him out there.
Nope. That's where the 1 3-pointer he made, Chuck, his heel was on the Rocket, which is on the edge of that Rocket logo at midcourt. Second quarter underway. Zane Paul, foul line jumper. Finkenbein tips it, deflects it, throws to Masteller. Deep left corner. Fakes the three, drives to the rim. Foul, Jamison Meyer of Botkins. Chuck, a like and a start. They're going to be in this game for a long time.
Well, they're playing very well right now. They weathered a good start by Botkins, and they started scoring themselves, and it turned into a good first quarter.
Yeah, this was a 12-5 Botkins lead with 3:20 left in the opening period. And with this free throw by Isaiah Masteller, the game is tied at 14. Half minute gone, quarter number two. Masteller, who was fouled in the act of shooting, shoots the second one in and out. Rebound, Botkins. Game knotted 14-all. Botkins won the first meeting December 4th, 67-43. Here's Jaden Pretty, baseline left.
Nice.
Makes a blind
pass.
Feed into the lane to Jacob Plyman. His 7-footer bounces out. He sticks it back in on the follow.
What a great pass time by Pretty.
Yep. 6'6", Jacob Plyman. What a target in the paint. Pretty, very sneaky at attracting two defenders and giving it up. Oh, here's a great back cut by Anna. Masteller to Finkenbein for the layup.
I didn't know he could shoot the ball that close.
Even up at 16, and that was a 1.5 footer for Finkenbein.
Yeah, that was a great pass.
He usually shoots 31.5 footers. Steal by Anna. Masteller to Kovacs out in front. Layup, got it. Anna 18, Botkins 16.
They are on a roll right now. They got a nice run going.
Botkins had 12 points in the game's first 5 minutes. In the last 5 minutes, Botkins netted only 4. Here's a turnaround jump shot in the lane by Holman. Wide to the left. No good. Rebound taken out by Robinson of Anna. Out ahead to Finkenbein. 30-footer. Hits the back brace. Rebound over the back. Robinson of Anna. That was obvious.
Well, there's a lot of people you say that wasn't a good shot. There's no place in this gym I wouldn't let the kid shoot the ball.
Well, McCain's got it timed. He gets to center court, then he knows one step, two step, shoot.
I can shoot it. Yeah, I think he probably shoots the ball in the locker room at halftime.
He does a little two-step dance once he gets across that 50-yard line.
His range is amazing.
It is. And then he goes airborne with it, and he's a marksman. 18-16 and of a two. Botkins once led to seven. 5 minutes into this game, here's Zane Paul, top of the circle. Foul line right, it's Homan. Takes the handoff to Meyer, gives it to Pretty. Oh, here's a travel, yes. Pretty walked into that shot. He missed it anyway. But he didn't have his feet set as he let it fly.
Yeah, he shuffled him.
18-16, Anna up a bucket. Robinson backcourt to Finkenbein. Finkenbein walks it up. What a match up there. Is that Homan on Finkenbein still?
Still, yep. Yep.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Ambus. That's a good matchup between a couple of little mighty mites. Ambus and Jamison Meyer. Oh, what a back cut. A sleeper play pulled off by Anna. Ambus was free below the rim. Good dish. He laid it through. Was bumped from behind. Counted plus one. Anna in the lead before. Anna's offense has lulled Botkins to sleep. They've been caught napping on some backdoor cuts.
Well, they have, and I'll tell you what, Coach Barr is doing a great job of recognizing the overplay, and they set a back screen that time, and Ambus was wide open. A heck of a pass.
And how about this? Zach Ambus has 6 points.
He's 8 points.
Eight, my mistake. He's 3.5 above his per-game average. Here is a drive by Pretty, baseline right. Punched away from behind by Anna. Steal by the Rockets, who are up 5. Masteller off balance in the lane. Fadeaway shot. Wow! He's got it. What a maneuver by Masteller. Off balance, NBA style. Woo! Here's a turnaround in the lane by Homan. Nifty play by him. Denton Homan got the defender off his feet, banked it down for Botkins. Anna briefly had gone up 23-16 by 7. It's now 23-18. Here's a flyer by Ambus in the lane. Running one-hander. A lot of rim. Off the window. Good. Ambus hits again. He's got 10 of Anna's 25. 4:30 left in the half. Pretty pulls up. Foul line J for Botkins. Bouncing around. No good. Oh, there's a lid on it. Did everything but go in. Long pass down to Kovacs for Anna. On top to Robinson. He dropped it. Zane Paul for Botkins. Pulls up, shoots the long two off the heel. Rebound Carter Plyman right back to Paul. Rimmed it from 23. Rebound to Anna, which leads by 7. 4 minutes to go in the half. Long throw down the floor to Kovacs. Botkins player slides over late. He was moving. Obvious defensive foul. Chuck. Anna ahead by 7.
That's a 14-point swing.
First time these two teams played. Botkins led 30-19 at the half, won the game at 24.
Well, Anna had a 17-point lead at halftime last Saturday and gave it all up in the third quarter, so they've got to play four quarters tonight.
Here's Masteller driving, feeds down low to Kovacs. Kovacs almost shuffled, has his shot stuffed. Great block by Jacob Plyman. Loose ball to Pretty. Pretty against Masteller. And Pretty drives. Masteller chops him up on the arm. Two free throws coming for Jaden Pretty Powell of Botkins. Head coach Sean Powell. He was a dynamite scorer in high school and community college. Head man of the Botkins program now. And he's done a super job. Nate Barhorst, 10 years at Anna. Free throw by Jaden Pretty. Swish. 25-19. Anna's lead 6.
That's got to be fun for Ambus and Meyer to guard each other. They don't see people their size most of the year.
No, these two young men now, for the first time, see eye to eye.
and they're both outstanding basketball players. That goes along with it.
Both foul shots good, but Jaden Pretty of Botkins quickly in and down the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes underneath the Kovacs for the deuce.
Talk about breaking a press.
What a feed by McDermott. Get Botkins press, and Anna tore it up. And there's a blocking foul at the other end against McDermott of Anna. 27-20, Rockets by 7. Anna will play you at a pell-mell pace, high octane.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're doing a nice job of attacking that man-to-man pressure that Botkins is playing.
And the key will be, can Anna sustain this kind of energy for four quarters? 27-20, Anna, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Botkins 11-0 on the year. Down by 7 points at the moment. I don't know for a fact. I would guess this is the biggest deficit Botkins has faced all season. Outside the arc on the right, it's Powell with the ball for Botkins. Straight away, Carter Plyman. Checked by McDermott. Foul line. It is Powell. Gives it up to Carter Plyman. Long launch. Three-pointer. Banged off the iron. Rebound Anna. That was a shot Coach Powell didn't care for. Dribble drive, Finkenbein around one man, another left-hand layup, good! What a play, Finkenbein. The Rockets playing like five young guys possessed here tonight. Here's Masteller, fadeaway baseline jumper, no, way short. Rebound, Anna, Finkenbein, Ambus, left corner, Robinson, bangs off the rim, no good. Robinson follows, can't get it. Jacob Plyman's got it. Boy, that gone in. The roof off the Anna gym would have gone to the sky. 9-point lead, Anna. 2.5 to go, first half. Jacob Plyman back to the hoop in the lane. On top to Oman, left side, Paul. Left corner, Carter. Posting up now is Powell. He's doubled, shoots over Ambus, makes it an 8-footer. Nicely done.
Yeah, he realized who he had on him. Went ahead and used his, he's not a lot taller, but he's got a lot better up.
Yep. Good hops. 2 minutes to go, first half, 29-22, Anna. Here's McCain thinking by an overplay out high by Holman. He ripped it away from McCain, but got a piece of the arm in doing so. Foul called. 29-22, Anna by 7. Botkins led at 1.12-5. Anna had a 9-point lead 30 seconds ago at 29-20.
And a three that almost went down, it would have put him up 12.
Yes. Here is Robinson with the ball, 30 feet out. Good defense by Carter Plyman. Nearly a 5-second count. Ball thrown to the corner. Deflected on the play by Botkins. Trojans bench wanted the call to go their way. It does not. Timeout called. Botkins under 2 to play till halftime. Anna trying to pull off an upset tonight here at home against Botkins. Ahead by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Now, you know, for 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride at Goffney serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Back to action. A drive by McCain Finkenbein. He shovels it toward the rim from down around his ankles. It bounces three times. In it goes.
Well, this is the point where maybe they have to get home and off of it, because I don't think he can guard him the way he's getting to the rim now.
Now McCain is beating him with that first step and going right around. McCain Finkenbein has made every shot imaginable so far in this game. And it's a 9-point lead again for Anna. Botkins, baseline left, had the ball stabbed out of bounds by Anna. Botkins reeling right now. Trojans trying to find themselves. Once had a 7-point lead in the first quarter. Now down 9. Here's a baseline drive by by Pretty of Botkins. Feeds to Carter Plyman, and it's stripped, taken away. Long three, McCain Finkenbein, 28-footer short. Rebound by Jacob Plyman of Botkins. Outlet to Carter Plyman. Took a shove from McDermott, no call. Layup rims, jump ball in the rebound.
Wow, how do they miss that?
Yep, that was a football block thrown by McDermott on Carter Plyman. Clearly a foul, extremely obvious, almost looked semi-intentional. Because,
well, I think he bumped him on purpose, yeah, knocked him to knock him off the shot.
Right. Yep, Anna winds up getting it. Ball eventually knocked out by Botkins. The Trojans feel like they've not gotten the breaks on the calls so far. And maybe one or two has gone Anna's way. Here's Finkenbein on the arc, fakes, drives, feeds Robinson, layup, good!
Wow.
When Finkenbein penetrates, he attracts a crowd. Anna's up 11, 33-22. 20 seconds to go, first half. Nearly over and back to Botkins. Given up a pretty to Paul. On a weave out front, Carter Plyman. Hand off to Pretty, got away with a walk, pulls up the elbow, 16-footer, bingo, by Pretty. 5 seconds left. Here comes Robinson, get it to Finkenbein. No, it's Kovacs for three. 30-footer online, missed it off the heel. Oh, it was close. It looked good all the way. What a game. Anna down 7, 12-5, has roared back, has gone up double digits, leads by 9 now. 33-24 at halftime. Woo, super performance by the Rockets. They are soaring heading into the halftime locker room. Botkins has got to regroup.
Yeah, no doubt.
Halftime here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck, your masked announcers at Anna. We've got a shocker in the making. Anna Rockets 33, Botkins Trojans 24, Shelby County Athletic League Boys Basketball. Our game of the week on this Friday night, and Anna is pulling off a huge upset at the moment. We've got two quarters to go, however. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats, I mean, Botkins has an 18-10 rebounding advantage, 8-1 on the offensive boards. The Trojans turned the ball seven times. Anna, against that pressure, only turned it three. The Rockets 2-3 from the free throw line. Botkins went twice, made them both. Individual scoring for the Trojans, they were led by Jaden Pretty with 13. They got six from Jacob Lyman, five from Zane Paul, two from Denton Homan. They scored 14-10, 24 to half. Anna led in scoring by McCain Finkenbein with 12, 10 from Zach Ambos. Man, did he have a half.
Yep.
Four from Ben Kovacs, two from Robinson, and three from Masteller, a basket and a free throw. They scored 13-20 and 33 at the half.
And neither Anna nor Botkins counting on the 10 points from Ambos at the half. He's dangerous. He can shoot it. If the little guy can get open, he can knock it down. He's having his game of the season here tonight.
Well, he just did such a good job of going back door. He got two layups running against that back door, and that's what Botkins, they got to be talking defense here at halftime.
Anna blew a 17-point lead last Saturday, as both of us have alluded on occasion here tonight. Led St. Henry 37-20 at the break, lost in double OT. The lead is only 9. That can shrivel and be gone in a heartbeat.
Oh, it can, and I'm sure that they talked at halftime about what happened last week, last Saturday.
Right.
They got the 9-point lead. You know, Jackson Center, those kids are all sitting at home, the ones from that undefeated team, got the champagne, ready to break it open if Anna can get them tonight. They'll be the last undefeated team.
Anna's been up by as many as 11. It's 9 right now, 33-24, Rockets over the Trojans. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
It is Anna 33, Botkins 24. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. This is our Friday night game of the week on scoresbroadcast.com. Hope you are enjoying it. If you're not, I can't help you.
Break out the champagne.
Oh, it's a doozy. Anna trailed 12-5 with 5 minutes gone in the first quarter. Anna has charged back. Once led by 11, it's now 9. 33-24 Rockets. And we embark on the second half in a moment. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoeing and Hoeing lots northwest of Kettlersville on Retker Road. We offer custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, commercial buildings too. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders. The employees have more than 200 years of experience combined. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoeing and Hoeing Builders has them for sale on Retker Road, northwest of Kettlersville. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders.com. Will you imagine? We create Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna. Love that slogan, Chuck. What you can imagine, we can create for you. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna. Our Local Equipment Spotlight segment now on scoresbroadcast.com. Local promotes student academic success here on Scores and has done so since our start 15 calendar years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Tonight we highlight a cheerleader from one team, a girls basketball player from the other. I mistakenly failed to talk to an Anna cheerleader, so I'm going to highlight once again tonight Breanne Riemann, fine performer on the girls' basketball team. She is a junior. She is the daughter of Rodney and Ellen, 3.8 GPA, active in cross-country, track, the 2-mile, the 1-mile, FFA, church youth group. And Breanne will study possibly at Ohio State or UC and pursue pediatric oncology nursing. For Botkins, cheerleader Caitlin Kinsella, a sophomore, 3.8 GPA. She's the daughter of Bob and Jill. Participates in 4-H, FFA, and some other activities. Has three younger sisters, Carly, Harper, and Maya, and would like to pursue a career in assisting special needs children. Breanne Riemann, basketball player for the Anna Girls. Caitlin Kinsella, Botkins cheerleader. Our Local Equipment Spotlight athletes here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. 33-24. Botkins turns it over, a muff.
Well, they had two really good shots at it and just been shot both of them short.
And coughed up the rebound out of bounds. Then Anna comes up the floor into the half court. Bad pass. Botkins gets it back. One empty possession each way as we start the third quarter with Anna on top by 9 in a shocker in the making. Below the basket, Carter Flyman for Botkins. Hands off to Homan. Homan positions himself at the mid-post, nearly walked, then gave it up right to Finkenbein of Anna on the steal. Wow! Fadeaway three-pointer when the man guarding him, Pretty, was had his back turned, Chuck. McCain took advantage of that split instant. Gunned up a long three. It was a little crooked. Rebound down to Botkins. Still no scoring in the third quarter. A minute gone. 9-point lead Rockets. And a man-to-manning, and it's been stifling. It's held Botkins in check. Here is Pretty pulling up inside the arc at the left elbow. Short on the jumper. The rebound jammed out of bounds off Botkins. Tell you what, Chuck, since Botkins reeled off 12 points in 5 minutes, numerous empty possessions.
So they've only got 12 more.
Yes. Well said. Down to 6.5 to go in the third. Here's Robinson with the ball. Tries to hand off to Hambus, and it is stolen by Carter Flyman. Good theft. He barges down the court all the way into the lane. Running one-hander. Missed it. No good. Got to the backboard. Shot it too strong. Here's Anna. Blind pass. Finkenbein down inside to Kovacs, who lays it in. What a play. Finkenbein to Kovacs. That ball was threaded right between outstretched hands of a couple Bodkins players. The shot hung on the rim. Down it went. It's been that kind of a shooting night for Anna. Anna's had a lot of shots, Chuck. Hang on the iron, go through. Bodkins has had several dance around, come off.
Well, Bodkins has 9 offensive rebounds, and I bet they don't have more than 2 putbacks.
There you go. Yep. Had a tie-up. Arrow favors Bodkins. Ball inbounded to Pretty. Pretty at the elbow on the left. Fadeaway shot. Hits it. Big bucket for Bodkins, which is down 9 again. Anna trying to speed it up, get down the floor before Bodkins can align its defensive unit. And that long pass has a little too much oomph on it.
Yeah, Kovacs caught it, but he couldn't get his feet set. He was going to go out of bounds if he didn't travel.
Right. 5.5 to go in the third. 35-26. Anna by 9 still. It's been as many as 11. Baseline right. Oh, nice job by Pretty of Bodkins. Goes underneath at the post position. Shot fake. Missed it. No good. Rebound Anna. Stolen by Powell. Or I should say by Pretty Powell. Drops it right back into Jacob Lyman. He's belted. And he goes to the deck, I think, in the act of shooting. Jaden Pretty Powell has had a very good game for Bodkins. He's keeping the Trojans within striking distance.
Well, I think he shot 2 jump shots where he got fouled afterwards, and they're not protecting the shooter.
Here is the free throw by Jacob Plyman of Bodkins. It's no good. A little too much mustard on that one. Bodkins only shoots fouls at about 64%. Second shot, Plyman in the air. Yes. 35-27, Anna's cushion 8. Finkenbein in backcourt got away with a big palming violation right in front of the defender. Don't see how that was missed by the officials, but it was. Here's Masteller, herky-jerky move into the lane on the arc to Ambus. Cross court to Robinson, high-arching floater, 3-pointer, no good. Strong rebound down inside, Plyman took it away from Kovacs. Out ahead to Pretty. Herky-jerky into the lane. Bad pass. Ambus on the intercept for Anna. 4.5 to go, third quarter. 8-point lead for Anna. Trying to pull off a big upset tonight here at home. Anna spreads the floor. This is the Rockets game. Open it up. Divide the court into halves. And dribble drive. Finkenbein into the lane. Dish to the three-point shooter in the corner. Masteller connects. That's the way you draw it up and execute it.
Absolutely.
Well done by the Rockets, who are up 11 again. If you divide the court in the half, dribble drive into the paint, then you can dish to either corner and shoot the three. And that's what Finkenbein did. Great pass. And the three ball went down. Here's Jamison Meyer trying to counteract for Bodkin. Straightaway three. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound Anna. Ambus open. Three ball. Wow! Anna's on fire. Anna's on fire. Long pass, Bodkins intercepted by Anna. Masteller to Kovacs. It's on the baseline. Saved inbound to Robinson. Layup, no good. Scrum for the loose ball. Jump on the rebound. Arrow favors Bodkins, which is down 14. Head coach Sean Powell gets a timeout. 41-27 Rockets. They are flying high tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Welcome back to Anna, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Anna in the midst of pulling off a shocker. 11-0 Botkins, fourth ranked in the state, reeling right now, down 14, 41-27 Anna. By the way, at Jackson Center, a third quarter score, Fort Loramie limited to 9 points, trailing Jackson Center 26-9 in the third. Wow.
Fort Loramie, I mean, the way this game's going, they had a chance to just be one game back.
Yep. After the timeout, but Botkins, bad pass by the Trojans. It goes into the first row. Here's Finkenbein, fadeaway, 30-footer for Anna, short. Rebound, Botkins, stolen by Kovacs. Layup, good! Anna by 16. 16-point lead. Here's Carter Plyman, dives into the lane, running one-hander, yes. Nice play, Carter Plyman for Botkins.
That's Carter's first two.
43-29, Anna by 14. Mark it down. It was 16 at 43-27. Anna on the arc. Finkenbein dives into the lane. Oh, a great dish to Kovacs down inside. It's crammed. Blocked out of bounds. Anna bench wanted a foul. No call. Looked like it was all ball up top.
I think both of them. I didn't see if maybe body got a little body, but that was pretty good block.
You let that one go. Good call by the referee. Anna inbounds below the rim, up 14. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Kovacs catches, gives it to Masteller. I said in the pregame, Chuck, I thought this would be a superb night of basketball. Having scored over 70 last two games, I felt Anna would be ready and fired up. And are they ever. Bad pass, rocket stolen by Jamison Meyer. Hits the trailer down the lane, all the way to the rack, up and in. Carter Plyman again, two straight.
Anna needs to keep scoring. Yep. I mean, they can't think they this thing's over.
43-31, four straight, but Botkins, all of them by wing player Carter Plyman. Minute 50 left here in the third. McCain Finkenbein backs up, launches the three. Wow! Woo! 30-footer Finkenbein on the Rockets logo at midcourt. Amazing. Incredible shooting by McCain. Into the lane, it's Jacob Lyman. Shot fake, then goes up strong. A flush! The 6'6 post player for Botkins on a dunk.
Nice pass by Homan.
46-33, 13-point lead, Anna. Minute and a half to go here in the third. Finkenbein again, 28-footer, rattles out, no good. That one a step shorter than the previous make. Rebound down to Botkins. 65 seconds left here in the third quarter. Deflection out of bounds. Far side of the floor by Anna. 13-point lead, Anna. It's been as many as 16 with 2:40 left in this period. Can Anna and its short bench, not a lot of depth, can the Rockets sustain through the fourth quarter and hang on?
Well, the problem for Botkins right now is they have no answer for Finkenbein. If they step out on him, he gets into the lane and he's finding people. And if they don't step out on him, he's burying threes.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Jacob Plyman on the arc, hand off to Pretty. Pretty fakes left, goes right, dodges a man at the elbow on the right, sinks a 14-foot fadeaway.
He's got 17 at 35.
Dynamite night for Jaden Pretty. He scored 22 in the first meeting. Here's Ambus down the floor. They beat the press. Reverse layup. Kovacs no good with the left hand, but he's hacked on the arm. He'll get two. And that's what Anna's done all night long. The pressure by Botkins in the backcourt has been carved up by the Rockets.
Well, they're throwing the long pass down the floor. That time it was to Ambus, and he found Kovacs under the basket.
46-35. Couple free throws here for Ben Kovacs of Anna. The first one dead center. 47-35. 51 ticks left in the clock. Late in the third. Kovacs swishes a pair. 48-35, Anna over Botkins. Here comes Pretty over the center line for the Trojans. Hands off to Jamison Meyer. Cross-court pass, telegraphed, picked off by Masteller. There he goes. Down the floor, up and good. Isaiah Masteller. Bodkins countering. Pretty's double-teamed. Masteller goes to the floor. Oh, what a play by Masteller. A lot of aggressiveness as Pretty fumbled it. It was ruled eventually a tie-up down at the goal line, short of the end zone. A big stack-up. White shirts, black shirts. Arrow favors Anna.
Masteller playing some outstanding defense right there. That was all effort.
31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now Anna's got a chance to record the final points of the period. Finkenbein into the lane on the arc to Ambus. Bodkins had a shot to whittle it down to maybe 12. Now Anna can go up 17 or 18. Finkenbein in the paint. Hand off to Kovacs. Shot blocked. Follow. Good! Was that Finkenbein?
Finkenbein, of course.
The lead now 12 to 17. Here is Pretty diving into the lane. Oh, he shuffles it in from down around his hips. What a play by Pretty. 1 second left in the quarter. Long three try. Masteller off to the right. No good. Three periods in the books. Anna at a blistering pace. Right now, downing Bodkins by 15, 52-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rucci family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And a new underwriting sponsor, another fine business partner who have joined us here recently on scoresbroadcast.com, Steve and Ted's Services in Anna at 8315 State Route 119. Ted Hooker and Steve Burning started Steve and Ted's 18 years ago and have quickly built a terrific reputation for providing quality products and services at good prices. Steve and Ted's Services, repairs, sells, installs residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. And in addition, we offer complete plumbing and electrical services too. That's Steve and Ted's. Online at StephenTedsServices.com, 8315 State Route 119 in Anna. We start the fourth and final quarter. Here is Bodkin shooting from the right corner, knocked out of bounds by Anna. Chuck, a score update from Jackson Center.
Jackson leads at the end of three, 33-18.
15-point lead for Jackson Center as the Tigers and Redskins start the fourth. Here, entering the fourth, it's a 15-point lead for Anna, surprising Bodkins. Ball kicked in the left corner. It was Zane Paul on the dribble for the Trojans, and getting a shoe on it was Finkenbein.
Well, we talked before the game a little bit when we talked about Fort Loramie, how they just have streaks where they don't score very well.
Right.
And if you're playing the best defensive team in the league,
yep, you're going to have a cold spell or two.
That was Carter Plyman, and he scored seven now after not scoring in the first half.
Well, Bodkins with a nice inbounds from below the rim. A screen set for Carter Plyman in the right corner. And his jump shot from distance behind the arc goes right through. And Bodkins has whittled the deficit down to a dozen. And here is Anna knifing its way into the lane again. Masteller did it this time. Dished off late to Kovacs. Foul as Ben took it to the iron. He's got two free throws coming. I tell you what, Bodkins has got no remedy for what Anna's doing. It spread the floor, penetrate with quickness out high, then dish off to Kovacs if he's lurking free underneath, or go to the corner with a pass and get the three-point shot from there.
Yeah, that looked like it might be clean, but he might have got some body down low.
Free throw
back shooting free throws really well.
Yes. He makes the first to give him three straight. Another one good, all net. He's had four in a row tonight from the line. Kovacs has drained each one. Not a one touched the rim. And the lead for Anna back to 14. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Paul on a weave, gives it up to Carter Plyman. Straight away to Pretty, wants to turn the corner and drive, can't do it. Steps back, jump shot, three-pointer, around and out to the right. Rebound punched out of bounds by Anna.
This has become the Jaden Pretty show. Nobody else is actually shooting the ball right now.
No.
I think they got time to try to get the ball down into Jacob Plyman, who hadn't really touched it here in the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. Botkins has become about as one-dimensional as I've seen the Trojans all year long here tonight. Carter Plyman through the top of the key on the bounce. Picked up by Finkenbein. Anna leads with 14. Here's a drive by Carter into the lane. Turns, loops up, a seven-footer, no good. Rebound Jacob Plyman, bothered from behind the Kovacs. Out of bounds off Ben. Botkins still has it.
Nice block that time by Kovacs. He's really having a half.
14-point game. Anna in front. 6.5 to go. Fourth quarter. 54-40. Rockets. Baseline right. Pretty to inbound for Botkins. On the arc to Jacob Plyman. Ball high overhead. Gives it up to Paul. 25 feet away. Paul on the bounce, between the legs now, near the Rockets logo. Hits a screen, fakes left, goes right. Nearly walked, wanted to shoot the three, didn't. Gave it up to Powell, he's at the elbow on the right. Now Paul, guarded by Masteller. Valuable seconds, ticking off the clock for Botkins. Now to 6 minutes to go. Left wing, Jamison Meyer. Circles out high. Oh, there's a telegraph pass for Pretty. Intercepted on the play by Masteller. And he barrels down the floor. Late block committed by Botkins. Jamison Meyer slides over. It is Common. Ball out of bounds to Anna. A number of passes by Botkins tonight, Chuck. Anna's known where they were going to throw the ball.
Well, they're jumping into the passing lane. They're overplaying everything. And on one end, Anna's going back door, and Botkins is not really setting any back screens.
Here's Masteller open, got a screen, let it fly from three, short. It hit the baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, as soon as that left his hand, he started, got a smile on his face. He knew he didn't put enough on it.
He faded back, did not lean into it. Yeah, Botkins, a number of poor, sloppy passes here tonight. Here's a drive into the lane. Leaning one-hander, a floater. Hits every inch of the rim off the fingertips of Pretty. And it finally bounces through. 54-42, Anna. Botkins with pressure in backcourt. Hits Robinson over the timeline. Hooked by Pretty. Yeah, except for Pretty and Carter Plyman, Botkins has been pretty much nullified here tonight.
Well, Jacob Plyman has 9, but he's hadn't shot the ball in the fourth quarter. Pretty's got 21 now.
He had 22 when the two clubs first played on December 4th. 5:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 54, Botkins 42. Ambus inbounding after the Common foul. 4, by the way, on Botkins. Masteller's got it. Here's Robinson. Now Masteller. Critical 2 minutes here. Anna's got to keep this lead double digits. Not allow Botkins to get momentum. Trojans want to grab momentum from Anna and make a run. Here's McCain. Finkenbein picks up his dribble 40 feet away. 5 second call. No. Time out. Nate Barhorst of Anna. 5:11 to go. 12-point game. Anna 54. Botkins 42. Chuck, we thought it would take 65 to win it. Who knows? Anna might wind up getting close to 70. They've scored 70 the last two games.
Yeah, they're playing incredibly well tonight.
Botkins came in defensively, yielding 39 a game. And with the bulk of the fourth quarter to go, the Trojans have already given up 54.
Well, they scored 20 in the second quarter and 19 in the third quarter.
There you go. I will tell you all about Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in a moment. Jim is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. He works with you one-on-one, develops a truly customized plan, creates a specialized home program, too. Treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of injuries, orthopedic neck and back pain, discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And Pinnacle accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. And for the last 13 years, Jim has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Well, Anna got deliberate in the offensive half court, and a good bust-out steal by Carter Plyman of Botkins. There's Carter Plyman again doing the job, and he took it coast-to-coast, laid it through, was fouled, and he connects at the stripe, and we've got a nine-point game.
Yeah, that was a tough shot he just made right there.
Carter Plyman, how many for him tonight, Chuck?
He just turned it over again.
Uh-oh, Anna, bad pass. Ball thrown to Pretty in the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. Good! And a foul on Anna. Here comes Botkins. Trojans come clawing back.
And Plyman's got 10 all here in the second half.
Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna gets a timeout. Botkins on the verge of its second straight three-point play the old-fashioned way. Seven-point game. 54-47, 4:24 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, Chuck, this was a 43-27 lead for Anna with 2:40 to go in the third. And since that point in time, Anna scored 11. Botkins has answered with 20. So that 16-point Anna lead has withered away to 7. And we've still got plenty of time for the Trojans to make a great comeback.
Well, it was 52-37 at the end of the third quarter.
Right. 4:24 left here in this game, and trying to convert a three-point play at the line is Jaden Pretty of Botkins. He dips the knees, and it rimmed and came out. Rebound down to Anna. It is Kovacs, and he decides to dribble it up. Gives it to Ambus. Straight away to Masteller. Outside the arc to Finkenbein. Four team fouls each way. Finkenbein's got an avenue to the rim. Drives, then shovels it back to Masteller on the arc. Masteller has a lane. Drives, left hand, got it. What a play, Masteller.
That was big.
9-point lead, Anna. Pretty comes back. Shovel to the trailer. Jacob Wyman powers to the rim for two. 56-49. Botkins down 7. 3:48 to go. Here is Kovacs up the floor to Robinson. Deep in the right corner. The 6'4 senior holds the ball high overhead. Gives it to Kovacs. He's doubled. Sandwiched. Deep doo-doo. Gets rid of it. Anna out of trouble. Cross court to Masteller. 5-second call almost occurred. Down to 3.5 to go. Anna hanging on precariously to a 7-point edge. Masteller dribbles, lost the ball out of bounds. Holman touched it, though, for Botkins. 3:23 to go in the fourth. Anna's lead, 7, 56-49. It's been as much as 16. It was 15 at the end of 3. Ball lobbed deep into backcourt. Masteller traces it down. Pretty trails him. Masteller
wow.
Behind the back to Kovacs. To the rack. Blocked on the play by Plyman. But a foul as Kovacs was hindered from behind. What a dish by Masteller. Boy, I thought it was NBA night here at Anna. That was as smooth and silky a behind-the-back pass as you'll ever see at the high school level, Chuck.
It was perfect. And Botkins hammered Kovacs, or it would have been an easy lay-in for him.
Now, Ben Kovacs has been shooting free throws in his sleep tonight. Every one all net, like that one.
He's got 13. They got 5 young men in double figures now.
And Kovacs has dropped home 5 consecutive free throws, all swisheroo. 23, 17 to go, fourth quarter. Lead for Anna is 8. That one by Kovacs is strong. Rebound down to Plyman. Here comes Botkins. Midcourt Carter Plyman dashes to the rim. Right down the lane. Teardrop in front is good. 6-point lead, Anna. 3 minutes to go. Masteller backcourt. Ahead to Ambus. Ambus to Masteller. Masteller 30 feet away. 5 team fouls on Botkins. Here's the weave to Fickenbein. Down the right side to Masteller. 2:50 to go in the game. Anna 57, Botkins 51. Long pass underneath Robinson, open. Blocked from behind. The garbage picked up by Kovacs, who lays it in. Kovacs, Johnny on the spot. Right place, right time. Anna's lead is 8. Power move, Botkins in the lane. Shot good, and a foul. Is that Carter Plyman again?
He's got 10 points now in the quarter.
Carter Plyman, heck of a game for him. Phenomenal fourth period as Botkins came down the floor and targeted Carter Plyman immediately in the paint. He poured it through. He's at the stripe. A chance to shave Anna's lead to 5. 2:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw, Carter Plyman, yes. Anna 59, Botkins 54. Backcourt, Robinson for Anna. In trouble, gives it to Finkenbein. He races up. Spin move between the circles. Here comes the double team. He splits them. Got away with a walk. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Masteller saves it, or does he? Yes, and a timeout, Anna. Wow, did the officials miss a big-time walk.
They missed a big-time walk, and what a great timeout by Coach Barhorse right there. He knew they were in trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
The officials have missed a few tonight. I don't think they've done a bad job.
No.
They missed a couple of obvious things.
Chuck, I'm not sure if I can describe what just happened. I think it was it Finkenbein who dragged the foot?
Yeah.
He dragged the pivot foot a couple feet.
At least 2 feet.
In the lane. And as he did so, knowing he walked, he tried to get rid of it.
Just flipped it over his head, and Masteller was diving out of bounds when they called the timeout.
Nate Barhorst was right near Masteller.
Yeah, he saw what was happening.
Yeah, and Nate got the timeout to conserve the possession for Anna, because if that ball goes out of bounds, Botkins has it back down 5.
They can get it down to a one-possession game.
Now, I'm waiting for the scoreboard clock to reset, and I'll give you the official time remaining.
I hate these ones that count down timeouts. Right.
We're well under 3 minutes, I know.
Yep.
2:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 59, Botkins 54. Botkins has come all the way down from 16 late in the third. Anna inbounds, 5 team fouls each way. Here's McCain Finkenbein near midcourt. Finkenbein guarded tightly by Holman. Diana's going to spread the floor and try to slice Botkins up in the paint area. Finkenbein goes to the foul line and then drifts back out. Hands off to Masteller. Pretty all over him. A double team. Masteller, the ambush to Masteller. Hooks it low on the left to Kovacs. He's double teamed and then heaves it cross court. Masteller drives. Poked away from behind. Steal Botkins. Pretty out in front to Carter Plyman.
Wow.
Driving. Scoring! What a play. Locomotion. Boy, that was a burst down the floor by Botkins. A theft. And then they make a run out. Lickety split. And make it a 59-56 game. And up 3. A minute 49 to go in the fourth.
Well, you look at Anna, and they just had one Saturday night get away like this, and you can just kind of see it on the kids' faces. They need to continue to try to score.
Yep, sure do. 5 team fouls each way. Anna ball. Rockets lead has shrunk to 3. 3 points. And it was 52-37 starting the fourth.
Yep.
It was 43-27 late in the third. So it's been as great as 16. And now it has been whittled all the way down to 3. Anna ball down to her right. And we've got 10 players in backcourt. Now drifting to the center line is a safety man. That's Carter Plyman. Ball inbounded to Finkenbein. Holman on him. Size advantage Botkins. Denton Holman. He is a defensive ace, and he knocks the ball free from Finkenbein, who saves it. Gives it up to Robinson. Almost shot the jumper in the corner. Didn't. Cross-court pass to Masteller. Now to Fink and Mine at midcourt. Boy, Anna dodged a bullet.
Yeah, they did. Ooh. They had the ball loose on the floor.
Yeah. Minute 25 to go. Who's got the arrow, Chuck? Anna or Bacchus?
Anna's got it.
Oh, far side of the court. Finkenbein, too much dribbling, too much pounding the basketball on the hardwood. He coughed it up under pressure. Bacchus possession, 81 seconds to go. Three-point game, 59-56. Chuck, I bet you we've got 3,500 listeners right now.
And they're all lucky they're listening.
Oh, yeah. Heck of a game, down to the wire. A minute 14 to go. Bacchus behind by three. Top of the circle, it is Pretty. Turns the corner, wants to drive, can't do it. Jaden Pretty fakes left, goes right, all the way to the rim. Stripped by Anna at the last second, and it goes out of bounds.
Finkenbein got a hand in there. That was going to be a layup.
Sure did. Well, Pretty can split you in a heartbeat. He's got a terrific first step. Zane Paul on the arc for Bacchus. Bacchus down three. Far left corner, Jamison Meyer. Back to Paul. Dives in the lane. Scoops it on the go. Got it for two. 50 seconds left. Anna's lead a point. Finkenbein midcourt. Picked up by Holman. Finkenbein on the bounce. Push by Holman. That was a ticky-tack foul, little contact called.
I'm not sure it was a bad foul for Bacchus. I'm not sure it was a foul, but I don't think it was a bad foul. Holman just checked back in. That was on Carter Plyman.
It's the team six, though it's not shooting. Common. Chuck, I'll agree with everything you just said.
Right. I'm just making stuff up on the radio.
39 seconds to go. Anna up one. Finkenbein midcourt. 59-58 Rockets. Next foul, 1-1. Finkenbein on the bounce. Here comes the double team. Cross court to Ambus. Hand off to Masteller. Blocked away by Paul. Paul zips up the right side. He's pushed out of bounds as he got a lead pass away to a teammate for a layup. But a foul will bring it back.
Still Common. That was only the sixth on Anna.
Oh, you're right. Anna getting careless here in the last minute and a half. Bacchus possession with a chance to take the lead. Bacchus won two games like this last Friday and Saturday by 3 points. Beat Jackson Center 29-26, then won on a buzzer beater last Saturday, 58-55. And before Bacchus can inbound, Isaiah Masteller, away from the activity, picks up the team's seventh foul.
Yeah, and that's going to send Pretty to the line.
Holy cow. Turn of events in favor of Bacchus, as Masteller tried so hard to deny Pretty from receiving the inbounds pass. He made it too obvious.
Well, that been Pretty really sold the foul.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He got an Emmy for it. He's at the stripe with a 1-1. Bacchus with free throws for the lead. Down one. 26.4 to go. It's a 1-1. You got to make the first to get the second. It is in and out and back in.
Hit the backboard.
It rattled. It rattled. Hit the window. In it went. Game tied. Game tied at 59. Second shot, Jaden Pretty, Bacchus for the lead. It is rolling around, no good. And the rebound by Bacchus. Holman climbs the ladder and goes over the shoulder and fouls.
I think that's going to be Robinson going to the line.
Another pendulum swing and momentum.
Well, that was a nice box out that time by Robinson.
Sure was. The free throw by Pretty, the second one, hit the front rim, backboard, back to the front and off. And Bacchus tried to go over the back of Robinson, got a hand on the ball, but I think somebody put a hand on Robinson's shoulder.
Holman put a hand on him as he knocked the ball back out.
1-1, Robinson for the lead. It's good for Anna. 60-59, Rockets. 25.9 to go in the fourth quarter.
This would be a devastating loss for the Rockets after last weekend.
It sure would. Second free throw, Robinson dips the knee, spins the ball in his palm. He's got it. Anna by two. Anna by two. 61-59. 24 seconds left. Bacchus to midcourt. Timeout called by head coach Sean Powell. And we'll keep it right here. Situation, 23.8 to go. 61-59. Two-point lead, Anna. Following the two free throws by Robinson of the Rockets. And Jacob, a 6'4 senior, strolled to the stripe, Chuck. And it looked like he had practiced free throws all day long.
Well, they're 5 of 6 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter.
And what's Botkins at the stripe?
They are 3-4-5.
And it was Jaden
in the quarter,
in the period, and Jaden Pretty missed the second of the 1-1 just seconds ago. Otherwise, the difference in the game would be a point. Instead, it's 2, Anna 61, Botkins 59. And we'll wait for the clock to reset, and I'll give you
23.8.
Is that what it was? Good recall. Fine memory. Photographic.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind at Wygant Real Estate Development, the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant's been your neighbor. You see, we've assisted residents in the region in buying and selling homes, farms, commercial, and industrial properties. More about Wygant's Stonegate subdivision in a moment. Final 20 seconds. Botkins down 2. They spread the floor for Pretty. Fakes left, goes right against Masteller. Oh, he stumbled, nearly walked, gave it up to Meyer. On top to Zane Paul for a 3. A long one, hit the backboard, the rim, no good. Rebound, Anna, 5.8 to go. Foul, Botkins. I thought Pretty traveled.
Yeah, he did.
Could have been a whistle, yep. Zane Paul wound up shooting the 3. Don't think he was the number one man in that offensive set, but he had to launch it, had a pretty good look. Just too much length, hit the backboard first. And at the line, Kovacs for Anna. It's a 1-1. Anna up 2, free throw Kovacs, way short. Rebound Botkins, they can win with a 3. Carter Plyman leans in from 10 feet, jump shot at the buzzer. Short, no good. Short, no good by Carter Plyman. And Anna has pulled off the upset. 61-59 over Botkins. Kovacs pulled the string on the free throw. It was way short. Anna had 3 men back at midcourt defending, and Botkins passed up the three-pointer. Carter Plyman got a good look at 10-footer outside the lane on the left. He left it short. Yep. Anna scrambled for the rebound, and it is all over here at Anna. Botkins now 11-1. Dropping a 2-pointer to Anna, 61-59.
And to answer your question from before the game, no, Botkins cannot go undefeated in the league.
Oh, this opens things up in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna hanging around with 2 losses, going to 5-2 in SCAL action. Botkins drops to 6-1. And understand late in the game at Jackson Center, the Tigers were beating the Fort Laramie Redskins. So if that would hold, Anna would be by itself, Chuck.
In second place.
In second place, yep, with 2 defeats. And Fort Laramie and Jackson Center would have 3. Fairlawn down in games played to this point, I think, is at 3-3 in the league with some tough road games remaining. A stunner here at Anna tonight. 61-59, Rockets hang on and survive. As we were saying late in this game, a unique experience creating neighborhoods is what Wygant Real Estate Development is all about. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, southeast side of Minster. Stonegate's adjacent to Paris Street Park and within a short walk from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate in Minster. No substitute for experience. We continue to offer exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate today in Minster. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156, and experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, WygantDevelopment.com. Woo! Out of breath, Chuck. What a game. Anna wins at 61-59. It was a thrilling wire-to-wire heart stomper tonight at the Rockets gym.
Well, I mean, Dave Botkins got too far behind. I'm not one of those coaches that felt like, hey, we can get something good out of a win or a loss. Yes, you can talk about this. You can talk about the reason you lost, but it's always better to win. Anna had played 3 quarters of outstanding basketball, and it made free throws. throws in the fourth quarter and withstood the Botkins run to win the thing by two.
Yeah, a furious rally by Botkins, which tonight had really two primary scorers, although Jacob Plyman chipped in with 11 and 41 points from Pretty and Carter Plyman.
Yep, and on the other side, they had four kids in double figures, 17 by Finkenbein. He must have had 10 assists. 15 from Kovacs. He was terrific. Ambus had 13, and Masteller ended up with 10. It's hard to pick a Clancy's players of the game.
Yeah, real tough.
We almost have to just tell them, hey, just all you kids go to Clancy's and they'll feed you.
Split the big Clancy's burger four ways for those four young men who tallied double digits tonight for Anna. What a game. Biggest lead for the Rockets late in the third, 17 points. It was 15 at the end of three, and then Botkins kept chipping away. Anna turned it over a few times. Botkins got three-point plays the old-fashioned way and had a short-range jumper to tie it up. It beat the buzzer.
Yep.
Ball was clearly out of the hands of Carter Plyman with a full second and a half to go, but it was short. He pulled the string on it, much like Ben Kovacs at the other end.
On the free throw,
Pulled the string on the free throw. A lot of pressure, a lot of tension here at the end of this game tonight.
22-9, Botkins outscored him in the fourth quarter. I thought Anna stopped trying to get to the rim a little too quickly, but hey, it turned out great, and they needed to win a close one after losing that game last week on Saturday.
These are two very dangerous tournament clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Botkins boys D4, Anna boys D3. Each team with a half a dozen players who can score for you. The starting fives can put three or four in double digits. Both clubs can shoot the three. Each can power the ball inside.
Yep.
Both clubs can spread the court, penetrate, dish. They can play fast. They can play slow. And both clubs, defensively, with their quickness, very, very good.
Well, Anna only played six kids tonight.
Right.
And McDermott played probably about 5 or 6 minutes. Other than that, it was the starters. On the other side, Botkins, a little deeper, played some kids. But they only had four or five young men score. And then five on the other side. So
I'll give you another second to consider your Clancy's while I tell our listeners about fine new underwriting sponsor, Osgood Bank. Say if you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment buying a home on acreage or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. OsgoodBank.com. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County, in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. Chuck, the Clancy's Awards.
Well, for Botkins, I'm going to go with Jaden Pretty. He was outstanding all night. He had 24 for the game. And Jacob Plyman scored 17, 13 of those in the fourth quarter. So those are the two young men for Botkins. On the other side, I could pick four, but I'm going to give it to Zach Ambus, who had a tremendous first half, and then McCain Finkenbein, who handled the ball, scored 17, and dished out probably seven or eight assists in the game. So it's Finkenbein and Ambus on one side, and it's going to be Pretty and Carter Plyman on the other end.
Yep, good job. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Anna 61, Botkins 59. Rockets pull off the big upset tonight here at the Rockets gym. Chuck, you were just citing a very interesting statistic on this game.
Well, Botkins had an 8-3 or 1 offensive rebounding advantage at the half. They only got one more offensive rebound in the second half. Mm-hmm. Anna did a much better job. Now, on the flip side, Anna turned the ball 10 times in the second half, where they only turned it 3 times in the first half.
Okay.
And that's what turned this into a 2-point game.
3-point shooting, that went to the Rockets, clearly, right?
Botkins had 3, and they had 6 threes.
Yeah. Finkenbein had 3 threes.
He had 3, Ambus had 2, and then Masteller had 1.
I tell you what, Chuck, if you add up the 3 Finkenbein triples in distance together, you're approaching 85 to 90 feet.
Well, I think maybe a couple of those have been fours.
I like that. Out of breath, out of voice.
Great game.
Two more games tomorrow. Fort Loramie girls entertain Ottawa Glandorf and celebrate 50 years of girls hoops tomorrow. A tip off around 1:30. Pregame a little after 1 or a little before 1, not sure. Join us 1 o'clock tomorrow. Tip off vicinity of 1:30. Fort Loramie, number 1 girls team in the state in D4, against Ottawa Glandorf, number 3 team in the state in girls D3, and they own two six-footers on the inside. So Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose will be challenged tomorrow. Should be a fine contest.
Well, if they have any guards that can handle the basketball, they got a chance. If they don't, everybody else has turned the ball over 15, 20 times easy against Fort Loramie's pressure.
Yeah, I know common opponents don't mean a thing. Minster beat Lima Bath by 11. Lima Bath beat Ottawa Glandorf by 7. And Fort Loramie early in the year beat Minster by 10. Add up the numbers that makes Minster, or I should say Fort Loramie, a 20-plus point favorite. But that's not how it works.
Well, I've already marked it in the book, so better have it.
That's not how it works. I expect a very good game. Then tomorrow night, we get an up-close and personal look at Kalen Etzler, the Ohio State recruit who comes to Fort Loramie from Convoy Crestview.
Well, I saw him play as a sophomore, and then his brother played, and boy, they were a monster basketball team over in Columbus. And then, of course, obviously last year, junior year, they didn't have a state tournament, so I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
So we camp out at Fort Loramie tomorrow for 2 games, a girls contest, 1 o'clock airtime on scoresbroadcast.com. And WMVR tip at 1:30 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. airtime on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, about a 7:30 tip tomorrow night. Fort Loramie and Convoy Crestview, which by the way has beaten the number 2 team in the state in boys D4, Kaleida. Convoy's beaten them by 2 points, so Fort Loramie's got its hands full again tomorrow night. Tough 2-game weekend for head coach Corey Britton's team, which last we heard was down double digits to Jackson Center with 3 or 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that game at the Tigers gym. Botkins losing tonight for the first time is 11-1 on the season, 6-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna with the surprise upset triumph 61-59 now vaults to 8-4 on the year, 5-2. And in second place, all by itself, right, in the SCAL. 2 games in the loss column behind Botkins. So many great thanks to our anchor partners tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine we create at Hoing & Hoing. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. SecureCom online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com, located in Osgood and Chickasaw and Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number 1 agency in the region. Again, again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered at Gaffney. GaffneyFurniture.com. And Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget tomorrow night, outstanding marinated chops at Brookins. If you wait till 7 to get there, you're going to miss out. Eat chicken. Go well before the game tomorrow night at Carl Arnn's Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. If you miss out on the chops, you get roasted chicken, meaty and cheesy homemade pizza, delicious burgers, an array of sandwiches. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, they were our pregame segment sponsors. Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. For our ScoresBroadcast.com online audience, for our WMVR radio audience, and for Chuck McBee alongside, and John Hemp as well, who's with us in the booth now after taking many super photos of action during tonight's game. This is Jack Kramer saying good night from Anna, where the Rockets have upset the Botkins Trojans 61-59 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.